Yes, Jesus, hallelujah, God. We worship you, Jesus, God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you believe Jesus is one God, raise your voice. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done. Oh, la, 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 she, la, 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 she, la, 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 she, la, 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 la. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Oh, 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 God, we worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a very familiar scripture. It's in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And it talks about the power that you will receive. And that Jesus brings in his disciples and he says, hey, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. He brings them up close and he says, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and unto Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. You know what he's saying? He's saying, we can't just enjoy it right here. We can't just enjoy it right here. There's a dying world out there that needs what we have right here. And we can't just keep it inside of us. We got to let it go. We got to get out on the streets. We got to say, Lord, we have a dying generation out there. We need your help. We need your help. God, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to be that witness for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Comes as a determination in one's heart that I am going to serve for you. I am going to live for you. It takes a determination to be his witness that I'm going to live when nobody else is watching. Now I'm going to serve you and I'm going to worship you and I'm going to sing unto you. It takes determination. It doesn't mean jumping around and then leaving and then going back to your old ways. Youth camp is a revitalizing time that you get off the old and you put on the new. You shed the trash and you get washed clean. That's what youth camp is for. And we can't just hold it here. Think for just a moment of two people that are not attending your church but you are friends with. Two people. Can two names come into your mind? Two names. Imagine if you reached an extra hand out to them and those two began to come to church and you just gave a little bit more extra oomph, a little bit more extra emphasis on reaching them. Imagine the revival. Jesus turned to his disciples and he didn't just say, after that you will receive power. He's saying, you are the revival. You are the revival. Not your next door neighbor. Not the person standing next to you. It comes down to me. Me. I'm going to reach my friends. I'm not going to wait for someone else to reach them. Me. I am the revival. You are the revival. The youth of Alaska Yukon District. You are the revival.
Let's all clap our hands to Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord right now. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So good to be with you tonight in the house of the Lord. God's done awesome things the last couple days. Looking forward to what he does tonight. Amen. And I wanted to give honor to some special people here tonight. Obviously, all the pastors that are here. Young people, can we clap our hands for all the leadership and the pastors that are in this place tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have Brother and Sister Kogan, missionaries to the Philippines here tonight also. Can we clap our hands for them? These are heroes right here. Thank you, Jesus. They're here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have your Bibles. We're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Amen. And we're going to read verse number 8 and verse number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. Verse number 8 and verse number 9. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all ready? Amen. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Last part is cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I refuse to tap out. Amen. Let's get in the mind of the Spirit. Let's all pray one more time. Jesus, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to break in this place right now. Consume every heart, every mind, and every spirit. Loose the gift of faith tonight. Let miracles happen. Let something supernatural from heaven break into this place. Fill those that need the Holy Ghost. Heal those that are sick. Deliver those that are bound. We cannot do it in our flesh. We are helpless without you. But I pray in the name of the Lord that the Almighty God would consume this house and saturate it with his fire. I worship you for what you're about to do in this place. Can you clap your hands one more time to the Jesus Christ that you know and serve? Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, God, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Does anybody know what the UFC is? Everybody on the right side over here, the guys do. The girls have no clue what I'm talking about. Okay, there we go. UFC is probably the most popular fighting sport in the world right now. It's replaced boxing, and it's taking over the planet every single day. Everywhere you go, you're hearing about it. And the motto for you at the UFC, their theme is two words, and that's simply tap out. It's what they're known for. It's a way of describing who they are. It's you fight until either you knock the person out or they tap out. Tapping out means that you can't take anymore, and you take your hand and you hit it on the mat and you say, I've had enough. I can't endure this any longer. And when you tap your hand on the mat, you are telling your opponent and the referee, he's winning the fight. It's over. I give up. I surrender. I quit. Right? Okay. So they've come up with that motto, and that's their theme. And they've got hats and T-shirts all over the world, and people wear these shirts. You can go in the mall and see it right here. Tap out, tap out. On the back of trucks, especially all over Florida, while you're driving, you see that word, tap out, tap out. And I've come to tell you that they didn't come up with that motto. The devil did a long time ago. He started a long time ago trying to get people of God to tap out. That's been his plan. That's been his thing. He started with Job. He got his wife involved and said, all these things are going wrong. Why don't you just tap out? You can't handle anymore. Everything's falling apart. Your kids are dead. You've lost everything. You're never going to get better. Just tap out. And Job said, you talk like a foolish woman. If you think I'm going to give up now after all I've been through already, you must be crazy. Some of you have been through such stuff that the devil would say, why don't you just tap out? There's no way it's ever going to change. If you've already been through all that, why would you tap out? Why would you give in? Why would you say enough is enough? I want to end this fight on the winning side. I want to stand when the bell rings saying, I endure till the end. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Nebuchadnezzar told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, tap out. Bow down. Tap out. Throughout the Bible, you see the devil even came to Jesus and said, tap out. I just don't think that would ever work. But came to him in the wilderness on a 40-day fast and said, hey, Jesus, tap out. Jesus said, no. There are three ways, I believe, in the UFC, and there's probably more, but the three most popular ways to make someone tap out. And they are throughout the Bible, even though you see them in the UFC. This is a weird message, isn't it? We're going somewhere, though. Just trust me, okay? Paul endured all three of them. I'll prove it to you. Paul was the prime example of how to endure attacks from the devil. He was the prime example. If you're struggling with your walk with God, trying to keep going, and you don't think you can make it, you need to read about Paul. Paul took a beating over and over and over. But Paul would never quit. I like that. I like young people who have gone through all kinds of junk that some know about and some don't know about, but they refuse to quit. They've got addictions. They've messed up. They've failed. They've dropped the ball. But yet at youth camp, here they are, trying to get back on their feet, trying to pray through, trying to live right. Devil can't stand that. Now, I've asked the trained killer, also known as your youth president, Jeff Glover, to come demonstrate some of the moves on me. Hopefully he doesn't do that literally. How to make your opponent tap out. The first one is you punch them out. Please, God, in Jesus' name. Wait 1 second, bro, before you hammer me. You punch them over and over and over until one of a couple things happens. Either the ref says, stop, stop, stop. They can't take anymore. Or they're laying on the ground saying, okay, I'm getting my face kicked in. I'm done. This is weird. Youth camp messages are strange. And or you hit them so hard that they're out. I'm not feeling very comfortable, right? I'm going to take my jacket off. I'm going to get beat down. At least let me do it with some pride. Paul, the first thing the devil did, they tried to punch Paul out. I'll prove it to you. Acts 14. Paul's doing his journey. He's trying to live for God. He's trying to reach the world. And they could not stand him. So they got all these stones. And they just started throwing them at him like crazy. And they threw him and threw him and threw him until they knocked him down and thought that he was dead. Now, the punch-out routine is where you just hit him over and over and over with different fists until they tap out. So if I was fighting him and I was coming against him and he somehow knocked me down. Okay. Somehow knocked me down. Thank you, bro, for continuing this beat down in front of the youth. I'll never have my pride back. And so sooner or later, he would get me to the place on top of me where he's punching me that either the ref's going to jump in or you can throw elbows too, I guess, apparently in the UFC. And you're down and I'm going to lay there and tap out because you're throwing so many different things at him. That's what happened with Paul. They started throwing rocks at him, and they threw so many different things at him till he was finally on the ground and could not get up on his own. That's where some of you are at right now. You don't even want to tell anybody about all the things the devil's thrown at you in the last 14 years. You've been through things a 40-year-old wouldn't have to go through. But yet here you are. You've been beat down. The devil's thrown haymaker after haymaker. Haymaker after haymaker. And you're laying on youth camp. And you're saying, I don't know if I can endure much more. But can I tell you, don't you dare quit tonight. Don't you dare give up tonight. Somehow stagger back to your feet and say, I am going to survive. The Bible says he got back up and dusted himself off. If Paul could get back up after getting stoned with rocks, you can get back up after your failure last month. You can get back up if you want to. You can get your praise back if you want to. You can get your joy. I wish you would. You can get your joy back if you want to. You can sit there and die, or you can get back up on your feet and say, I will live through this thing. I will. I'm going to find you guys. I will get out of this. I will conquer the things that are attacking. Oh, so first attempt by the devil to destroy Paul, punching him out, throwing all the rocks, didn't work. So the devil backed up and said, all right, well, man, my shoes are untied and everything. I am preaching myself out of my shoes. We better have a good altar call. So, second thing the devil said, okay, we can't punch him out. There's a different way we can get him. And that's the second way you take somebody out in the UFC. It's called choking them out. I want to have a little bit of air before the python comes from behind me here. So the devil said, okay, we threw all the rocks. Paul got up. Some of you, the devil cannot believe that you've gotten up from the stuff he's thrown at you. He cannot believe that you're not even... Some of you, he wishes was dead right now. Some of you, he wish you... He had everything set up. You were supposed to be pregnant by now, but you have somehow fought through all the addictions, all the temptations, all the stress, and said, you know what? God deserves more than this. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. So watch. We're going to go slow on this part. The Bible said, all right, the devil said, okay, we got to get him. So let's choke him out. So in Acts 16, they found a woman with a spirit of divination, the Bible said. Divination, I'm sure you already know this, means python. What does a python do when it kills its prey? Strangles it, suffocates it. The python wraps itself around the victim. And when the victim goes to breathe for air, it takes that air out, and before long, the victim cannot breathe anymore, and it suffocates to death, and the python destroys it. So the devil said, we cannot throw all these things at him. He keep getting back up. Let's put some pressure on him. So much pressure that eventually he gives in and says, I tap. Oh, it's funny how the devil used someone from the opposite sex to do it, too. Pressure. Give in. Fall. Mess up. Come on. That's what the devil's doing to some of you right now. You're dealing with a python back in your city. You already know who I'm talking about. That thing keeps saying, come on, give in. Come on, let go. Come on, lower your standard. Come on, lower your standard. You ought to make up your mind. Get out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Get. Demonstrate for our church the chokehold. You see what happens? You don't have to mess up the hair, dude, but all right. It's all right. I'm married anyway. Who cares? Go ahead. All right. When the chokehold takes place, the thing about the chokehold, keep going, bro. Take it out, dude. Go ahead. All right. You don't have to. Okay, stop right there. I cannot see him. Right. But I can feel what he's doing to me. The chokehold is the invisible pressure that nobody else knows you're going through, that you're going through right now. All right. It's the stuff that you don't talk about. It's the pressure in your mind that wraps itself around you. And you act like everything's okay on the outside. But you didn't even know. Have you ever been fighting the devil and did not know what you were fighting, but you knew something was messing with you because you could feel it trying to pressure you into doing something? You don't even know how to pray about it, but you're just hoping sooner or later the pressure stops. And she started, watch what she did. She didn't come up cursing at him. She didn't come up saying, you're a terrible person. She started praising Paul. Because a python spirit will actually magnify you and make you feel good about yourself so you'll lower your guard. If I would have kept my chin tucked when he tried to choke me, he couldn't have got the chokehold on. But because I raised my head up, listen,
Just because they give you a compliment does not mean they were sent by God to give you that compliment. You know what I'm saying right now? Do you know what I'm saying right now? She may tell you you're good looking. Don't raise your head thinking you're all that. It could be a python trying to wrap itself around you. Don't give the devil any place. Oh, I'm preaching to you right now. I'm preaching to you right now. Just because they say something good about you does not mean God said that. Keep your head down. Keep your prayer life up. Keep praying. Oh, I wish you would do it. Because the devil looks for any place to wrap himself.
She said, oh, you're a great preacher. You're doing all. These men are so mighty. And she started praising Paul so much, he was getting sick of it. She acted like she was liking him, helping him, but she was really squeezing him. Until the Bible says he was so wearied, he was grieved. Because that's what the pressure does. It weakens you. If he kept choking me, I promise you, eventually I would have fallen to my knees and blacked out. Fallen down. And the whole time the devil's saying, just stop preaching. Stop witnessing at your school. Stop going to the altar. Stop trying to get a breakthrough. Just sit there in your pew while I choke you to death. You don't even have snakes in Alaska, but I could tell you some stories. Since I've been wonderfully moved to Florida. Dear Lord, demons of hell down there. Snakes are the scariest thing, I think, because they come out of nowhere. When they wrap itself around you, they're not trying to check you out. They're trying to kill you. And that's what the devil's doing to some of you right now. He's putting that pressure. Oh, that pressure from a certain source or a certain somebody or a certain thing in your mind. And the pressure is building and building and building. And Paul was getting grieved. Paul was getting tired. And Paul was getting weary. But Paul somehow, some way, managed to get the name of Jesus out of his mouth. He said, in the name of Jesus. He couldn't fight her. He didn't have the strength to go at her. But all he had left was a little bit of breath. And with that breath, he said, in the name of Jesus. Because if you can get the name out, it does not matter what's been attacking you. If you could call on the name of Jesus right now, you would be surprised what God could do. You might be sick in your body and you might think I'm not, but if you call on the name of Jesus, he is a healer. You might be bound by addictions, but if you call on the name of Jesus, he can deliver you. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Preaching in Florida a few months ago, and as I was preaching, I got done on Sunday morning, and I was doing a deal where I was calling, stopping everything to have this baptismal service, and thank the Lord, in the last year and a half, we've seen over 1,400 people baptized in Jesus' name, and over 1,400 get the Holy Ghost, but I was doing this thing, stopping everything, and said, all right, until somebody comes up to get baptized in Jesus' name, we're not going nowhere, we're not dismissed, and boy, people were just like, okay. I was like, ushers, guard the doors. Someone is going to go to heaven. Pray for me. I think I have a lot of people that do not like me right now in the world. And a few came up, got baptized by the Holy Ghost. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, somebody out there is lying. And you act like you've already been baptized in Jesus' name. And you actually told somebody beside you when they asked you if you were baptized in Jesus' name. You said yes. And you lied. And God's still waiting on you to come forward. And nobody moved. And they said, that preacher's a liar. And I went back to the room and said, God, I'm a liar. Thank you for making me look so dumb in front of everybody. So I came back that night, preached. Had a little bit of breakthrough, got done, prayed for everybody, went to the car, got in the car, looked over beside me. There's a man sitting in the car beside me. Everyone had left except me and the pastor and parked inside it. He's sitting right beside me, tears rolling down his eyes. He gets out of his car, big old guy, and says, can I talk to you? I said, yeah.
He said, you know, this morning you said that there was a liar out there.
I said, yes.
He said, that was me. He said, I got a question for you. He said, I was leaving church tonight and driving out of the parking lot because I was hoping you'd preach about Jesus' name again, but you didn't. He said, so I was going to get baptized, but you didn't talk about it. So I got ready to leave, and a voice spoke to me and said, park by this car right here. So I parked by this car, and you came out. He said, can you answer me a question? Is God real? Now, I had preached like 6 times in 3 days. If you don't know me, I was about to say,
yes, he's real.
That's about how I said it right there. First of all, I knew he made me look bad. And then he wants me to give him a Bible study. Is God real? I said, yes, he's real. I said, how long have you been going to church? He said, tonight was my 2nd service and this morning was my 1st one. I feel about that big, you know, maybe that big. And he said, you see, I don't think God can save me. I got too many things wrong. I said, no, man, God can save you. God loves you. God can do anything. He said, yeah, but you don't know about me. You don't know what I've gone through. I said, right, but God's bigger. He said, you don't even know, though. He said, I've been a drug addict and I've been hooked on cocaine. I said, so what? God can deliver you. He said, but you don't know the worst part. I said, what? He said, a few years ago during a drug deal, I didn't have enough money for it. So I made a deal with the devil. Tears rolling down his eyes. He said, I told the devil, if you'll give me the money for this drug deal, I'll give you my future and I'll give you my 2 children also. Tears rolling down his face. He said, see, here's the hard part, preacher. He said, here's the hard part. He said, I got that money for that drug deal. He said, then I got married. And he said, the 1st child we were going to have, my wife had an abortion without telling me. And the 2nd child we were going to have, she had an abortion also. And he said, after the 2nd abortion, a voice spoke to me in my car and said, thank you, I've got your children now. And he said, see, there's too much pressure. I can't make it. I can't be saved. And I said, hold up. First of all, he lied to you because he doesn't have your children. They were never born into sin. And I said, secondly, when you go down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the deal with the devil is off. He can't stop the blood. I don't know why I'm preaching this. And he can't stop the name. I wish somebody would wake up and realize that you have the greatest weapon in the world. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It doesn't matter what the devil says. Holy Ghost up in here right now. I wish you would praise him. I wish you would. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name in this world. It's all right to praise that name right now. It's Saturday night youth camp. You might as well say that name as loud as you can. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Get in here, Jesus. Get in here, Jesus. Oh, Shalala Mataya.
You said you think I'll feel lighter. You said I've had like bricks on top of me for years. I said, when you come out of that water, every sin in your life will be gone forever. He came out of that water and he said, I cannot tell you, but I've never felt like this before. He said, for about 15 years, I've been 6'2", but I felt like I was three foot two. He said, but when I came out and heard that name of Jesus coming over me, he said, something pulled me up and all the stuff fell off me. I've never felt this free in my life. Because you know why? The python can't handle the Jesus. The addiction can't beat Jesus.
The stronghold can't beat Jesus. The weakness can't beat Jesus. The past can't beat Jesus. His name is greater. His power is greater. I feel him in here. Can you feel him in here right now? I feel him in this building right now. His name is wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Bread of Life, Living Water, Alpha and Omega, the Good Shepherd, the Chief Cornerstone, everything that you need, the refuge in the time of trouble, the Savior, the Healer, Deliverer, Jehovah Jireh, my Provider, but his name is Jesus. I don't know. I feel like having radical church right now. I feel like having radical church tonight. I feel like having bust a move church that only God's involved. Only God's power saturates. Oh, I feel you, Jesus.
Come here, killer. Oh, it wouldn't take much to get me right now. So the devil said, man, we had him, and he whipped the name out. Man, the devil hates it when you get... If you're under temptation the next couple of weeks, devil's messing with you, watch what happens when you start saying Jesus in that situation. If you know that the person you're talking to is being used by the devil and you're getting weaker, just say, in Jesus' name. Watch what they do. They will. They said, we had him. We punched him out. He got up. We choked him out. He got the name out. Third move in UFC. Submission. By an arm bar or a lockout, an ankle lock, a knee bar. This one's going to hurt, but just go gentle. I got to be down. Thank you. Show me how to do it. You're going to be on your... This is very strange right now.
There we go. This is... All right. Thank you. You're going to do it for real. That's good.
All right. Okay. Yep, that does work. All right. Hold it. Stay right there. It's a good stretch. I need it. Thanks. All right. So... The arm bar is where the opponent gets your arm locked, and if you don't tap, he will either dislocate your shoulder or break your arm. Thank you, bro. You're doing a wonderful job demonstrating that. So, they say we can't punch him out. We can't choke him out. Let's lock him out. Let's get him in a place where he can't affect anybody. Let's throw him in the prison. And get him in the inner cell of the prison. Where he can't help nobody. And nobody can hear him. And he'll feel all alone with his thoughts. And he'll feel like he can't get out by himself. And you know, when you get a lock on that hand, you can't praise God if the devil's got an arm lock on you. I can tell a lot of people that don't worship God in church, the devil's got a lock on them. Raise your hands. Yep, that's an arm bar you've got going on right now. And so he had him. And everything was just right. Devil had it set up perfectly. Beat the mess out of Paul and Silas. Whipped him across the back. Whipped him across the legs. Had their feet bound. Had their hands bound. But forgot to bind their mouth. And Paul said... I really can't do much in this position that I'm in right now. I really can't affect the world at 13 years old. I can't affect it like I want to at 16. And I got all these things holding me back. I got all these things going on. And I feel helpless. I feel alone. Some of you are fighting loneliness like I've never seen in a youth camp before. The major reason I can tell loneliness is loose is when people start praying, you go by yourself and stand there. That's a big way to see if loneliness is in the house. Because normally when you group up and you stand by yourself, that tells me you're fighting something like this.
isolation. That's how he works the last one. I'll get you to the place where I'll isolate you to a point where you don't think there's no way in the world you're ever coming out of this one. I'll bring up a circumstance so severe that you'll feel like there's no way in the world I'm ever going to conquer this. And they had them right where they wanted them. But Paul said, I'm not tapping out. So, it's going to look weird, Silas. It's going to seem crazy. And they're probably going to yell at us in the prison. But we're about to sing. And we're going to praise God. What are we going to praise God for, Paul? They got us in an arm bar. Well, you see, I just know something about God. You see, they tried to choke me out before, and I called on his name, and he got me out of it. They tried to punch me out before that, and I... So, I'm going to lay here in this arm bar, and I'm going to praise God with all my might. And even though people might not like it, and even though people might think I'm crazy, on Saturday night in youth camp, when I've got a lot of problems I could really complain about, and I got a lot of issues that no one else knows about, I am going to lift up my voice. He may punch you out. He may choke you out. He may lock you out, but never let it be said that he made you tap out. Never let it be said that he made you quit. Never let it be said that you gave up. Never let it be said that you threw in the towel. Never let it be said that you stopped trying. Never let it be said that you gave up on God. I dare you to praise him right now. I dare you to praise him right now. When he started praising, come on, bro, come up here. When he started praising, you can keep standing. The Bible said all the prison doors open, everyone's bands were loosed. Here's why you can't tap out tonight. Because if you tap out, the people you're supposed to win in your school this year won't ever get free if you quit at the end of June because you feel like a failure. If you tap out tonight, you won't see the revival God's trying to get loose in your youth group like God wants to loosen your youth group. If you tap out now, earlier they said, I'm going to dance for you like nobody's watching. I'm going to sing like nobody's listening. And a few of you busted out. But I noticed something. Most of the ones that busted out were adults. You know why they busted out and we didn't? Because they've been where you're at. And they wanted to quit like some of you want to quit. But they hung in there. And they got out. Because they didn't tap out. I would to the Lord Jesus Christ right now that some young people who the devil's been beating your brains in would get out of your pew right now and charge the altar like you're charging the gates of hell and say, I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. I refuse to stop. I'm going to praise God till something happens. I'm going to worship God till something happens. I don't know about you, but I came to get out of something. I came to be free. And I refuse to tap out. I refuse to... Somebody praise him right now. Somebody praise him right now. Somebody shout right now. Somebody go crazy for Jesus. Somebody love him. Somebody worship him. Somebody dance. Somebody scream. Somebody praise him. Somebody love him. Hey, I refuse to tap out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. All you guys against the wall. All you guys against the wall, get up here. All you guys against the wall, yes, sir. Yeah, get up here. Get in here. Get in here. You belong in this. You belong in this. You belong in this. Come on. Yes, yes, yes. Praise him. Magnify him. You can be free. You can win. You can overcome. You can overcome. You can. I can't stop it. Hallelujah. 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 The name of Jesus. Can you feel him? Can you feel him? Can you feel him? Can you feel him? God wants to set you free. God wants to help you. You've got to get out of this thing tonight. I refuse to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going to compromise. I am going to stand for God. Yes, I am. Can you feel it in here? Can you feel it in here? The power of the Holy Ghost is in this house. The power of the Holy Ghost is in this house. It's gonna. Against the wall, I'm after you boys. I'm after you. In the name of Jesus, I want everybody to be free. I want everybody to get out of everything. In the name of Jesus. If you want the Holy Ghost right now, raise your hands. You want the Holy Ghost right now? Raise your hands. Open your mouth right now and speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Word of God, and by the power of the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost fall right now. Let the Holy Ghost fall right now. Let the Holy Ghost fall. Yes, 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 yes. If you need a miracle, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He's the healer. He's everything you need. He's your answer. His name is Jesus. When you worship, the devil hates it. When you make up your mind, I'm gonna win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 That's it, buddy. Talk in tongues, Taylor. Talk in tongues, buddy. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. In Jesus' name. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. The Holy Ghost is in the house. The Holy Ghost is in the house.
Holy, holy. God Almighty.
Yes.
I lift you up and
yes.
Stand by your name.
Let your walls down. Let your barriers down. There he goes off the wall. Get him, Jesus. Get him, Jesus. Get him, Jesus.
Jesus.
up and magnify your name.
AJ, come here, buddy. AJ, come here. AJ, get him up here. Heal him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heal this body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be healed right now in the name of the Lord. I command asthma to leave your body now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's healing in here right now. 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 Where is it? There's healing in here in the name of Jesus. There's healing in here in the name of Jesus. God, make this body whole right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the breath of life come inside that body right now. I command everything wrong to leave in the name of the Lord. You shall be whole and you shall be made whole and you shall. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Yes. That's the Holy Ghost. Yes. 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 That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Another one right there. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Jesus. Jesus. God, just filled her with the Holy Ghost over there. God, just filled that girl with the Holy Ghost from Ketchikan. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have pain inside your body, God is the healer. God is the healer. God is the healer. And He can heal everything inside this room right now at one time. He's greater than every sickness. He's greater than every pain. He's greater. By His stripes we were made whole. By His stripes we were made whole. If you have pain in your body, raise your hands and worship God. I feel healing in this room right now. I feel healing in this room right now. In the name of Jesus, there's healing in this room right now. The gifts of the Spirit are trying to get loose in this altar. The gifts of the Spirit are trying to get loose in this altar. In the name of Jesus. Yes, they are. Healing's in here. Healing is in here. The healing power of God is in here right now. refuse to tap out. I refuse to tap out.